Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News. This was first broadcast on Sunday, August the 10th, 2025, to bring you the latest from the world of amateur radio in VK7. This week, joining you from the Tasmanian Amateur Radio News Desk is Fran, VK7FRN-3 Mobile, in amazing, astonishing Apollo Bay. Tune in as we share updates and insights across VK7, broadcast through an array of platforms and frequencies. On DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star reflects a 91C, managed by the Digital Group. On medium and high frequency rebroadcasts with the help of our dedicated operators. 1.862 MHz by Graham, VK7GS. 3.670 MHz by Any Takers. 7.140 MHz by Ross, VK7ALH, 14.130 MHz by Any Takers, 28.525 MHz by Gary, VK7JGD, and UHF CB Channel 24 hosted by Mark and VK7MAC, and the trial continues on HF CB Channel 24, 11 metres, hosted by Stephen, VK7SME, both in Hobart area. If you missed today's broadcast, then you can catch the replay on Tuesday night at 8pm on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RHT and UHF CB 24 and HF CB 24 in Southern VK7. Thank you for tuning in and enjoy the broadcast. Silent Key, Bernard Dooley, VK7BD, 1944 to 2025, aged 80 years. VK7BD, Bernard, passed away on the 29th of July this year after a short illness. Bernard obtained his amateur licence in 1978 as VK2NUU. He then held ZL1TTH while in New Zealand from 1987 until 1989. When he returned to Australia, he became VK2FZH. Bernard moved to Ontario, Canada, using a VE3 call sign in 1990, then moving to Bakersfield, California in the USA as KD6FZH, then moving to Las Vegas as KOMD. When he returned to Australia, he held VK7JBD from 2004 until 2007, and then VK7JBD from 2007 till 2011. Bernard then returned to Tasmania and held the call sign VK7BD on his passing. His elevated QTH at Somerset assisted with his amateur hobby. Bernard was a long-time member of the Australian Radio DX Club. He enjoyed all the bands as well as being active on DMR. Bernard's other hobby was astronomy, and he had a keen interest in football, basketball and horse racing, and enjoyed cruising with his wife Veronica. Bernard was a volunteer at Coast FM Radio Community Radio for 9 years. Illness had slowed him down, but he was still active on HF rack-chewing and giving numbers to silos on the air and POTA activators. Bernard is survived by his wife Veronica. Vale Bernard, VK7BD, from Eric, VK7EV, news officer in NW Targ. VK Contest News, RD Contest 2025. Well, that time of year has rolled around once again. Time for all the operators in VK7 to band together to have a crack at the RD Contest. The RD, or Remembrance Day Contest, is a unique contest that does many things. It commemorates the ultimate sacrifice made by amateurs during World War II. It encourages a friendly, competitive atmosphere where everyone is encouraged to participate and join together to make a united effort for their state, either as individuals or as a team of up to 3 operators for bragging rights, and, oh, a nice big trophy for the state that wins. This year, the contest runs from the 16th of August 0300 UTC until 17th of August 0300 UTC. There are many sections to enter that should cover everyone's preferences for bands and modes. Of course, a very important part of the contest is logging, and there has been some movement in this area of late. The much loved and used VKCL is still okay to use, but there have been some reported issues with the contest submission conditions. There are various other programs, and of course, some still use a paper log and then transpose into a log later. The contest manager has recommended that participants use N1MM. In VK7, we've had some very good success with this contest, and we're always keen to involve as many operators as we can, from newly licensed hams all the way through to seasoned old hands. The RD contest is even a contest that can be done by people that don't do contesting. There is something for everyone, so if you have never contested before, this is a great time to start. We also have a large number of operators who are active on so many of the bands, especially the higher frequency bands. We are well positioned to do well. 23 centimetres is a great example, as here in VK7 we have over 50 people with that equipment. Now, if all those people came on, that would make for some great scores, especially in the triple point section. Just saying. Well, why not form a team with some mates and see how it goes? Why not? Don't forget to register your team with the contest manager prior to the contest starting. Also, grab the rules from the WIA website so you are familiar with them. A great place to look for activity would be on the usual frequencies, such as 52.525, 146.5, 439.0 and 1296.150 on FM, and on 50.150, 144.150, 432.150 and 1296.2 USB. As usual, most of the HF will be a buzz of activity with plenty of opportunities. Don't forget the triple points can stack up on 160M and 23 centimetres and above, so it's well worth staying up late. Hope to hear from you on the bands. Good luck in the contest. 73 from Richard, VK7 ZBX, with a chorus of cockatoos. VK7 broadcast news. Next Sunday is a Remembrance Day contest, and therefore there will be only a WIA news broadcast from 9 a.m. to 9:30 a.m, and there will be no callbacks taken. This gives our VK7 AR news team a break. 73 from Justin, VK7 TW. WWFF, SOTA, POTA and IOTA, weekly wrap-up. VK7's diverse landscapes continue to provide excellent locations for park activations. Al, VK7AN, Peter, VK7ZPE and Rodney, VK7HAM, headed to the picturesque Mount Barrows Falls State Reserve, nestled near Nunnamurra, just north of Launceston. The reserve is home to Barrow Falls. The team enjoyed the cool mountain air and made contacts on the 40-metre band. Jim, VK7JZ, activated the Mount Pethune Conservation Area in Tasmania's Central Highlands, located about 4 kilometres southeast of Ellendale. He wrapped up the activation with 40 contacts, including a 4CW and 36 SSB. Well done to everyone for getting out on the air and logging contacts from these great VK7 locations. 73 from Matt, VK7MAT. QSL News, Inwards QSL Bureau Information. The current list of QSL cards held by the VK7 Inwards Bureau is at the 8th of August, is in the email version of the broadcast. A parcel of cards was received on Friday evening and all of the cards have been listed in the updated email version of the broadcast. 73 from Herman, VK7HW, Manager, WIA, VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. Statewide SSTV nights. A busy net night that saw the following participants: VK7's TW, ZGK, ZAB, EV, AX, ZSB, ZCF, OO and KT, all sharing nearly 50 photos. The main themes were Buddhist flags and structures call stupas, the 90th anniversary of the commissioning of the radio broadcast 7NT in northern Tasmania. It was the first regional ABC station in Australia. Old telecommunication equipment from ringing machines to test sets. Exhibits at the Bass and Flinders Maritime Museum in Georgetown. Other highlights were a bishop's finger, or a bottle of Kentish strong ale, Trump's World, Heaven and Hell in Europe, a Robinson R-44 helicopter and a new stealth bomber, disguised government surveillance drones, portable broadcast receivers in the 1950s, and a dog reminiscing about toys and a cat doing nothing, F artwork and some informative children's books. Again, Tony, VK7AX, interconnected VK7RJG to his SSTV International Gateway and VK7's exchange photos with PK1 in K2. in the Netherlands. Remember to leave a 30-second break between transmissions to allow the European countries a chance to send photos. Tony will connect the gateway again next week between 6:30 and 11:30 p.m. Note, Ken, VK7KRJ's and Steve's VK7OO's fully automatic 24/7 monitoring sites allow anyone who has sent SSTV pictures the ability to check them on their pages almost immediately, at any time, both southern and northern Tasmania. If you missed the net, there are some archives of these SSTV nights on Ken's and Steve's SST websites or on NTARC's website under blogs. 73 from Andre, VK7ZAB. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. News from the Northwest. Northwest Tasmania Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. Funeral arrangements. Please note that Anne Lander, VK7BYL's funeral, will be held on Friday the 15th of August at 1 p.m. at St Mary's Church, 9 Braddon Street, Penguin. That's from Eric, VK7EV, News Officer, Northwest NTARC. A report on bi-monthly meeting for the 2nd of August 2025. At the commencement of the meeting, a minute's silence was held in relation to club member Anne, VK7BYL's passing. Club members welcomed Visitor Braden, who is interested in obtaining his amateur licence. The club executive has finally received from the Solicitor General the lease documents for the lease of the VK7 RMD repeater site. These were signed and returned. The club has received a generous donation of a PTZ camera from VK7DIK, which we hope to place on the Mount Duncan site and will have remote control capability. As the club is providing radio comms for a horse endurance ride at Baker's Beach on the 4th of October, which is a normal club meeting date, the October meeting will be held on Saturday the 11th of October. The following people had show-and-tell items. VK7HP Brenton brought along a Tico Telecom commercial TV translator that he had converted to operate as an ATV transmitter on the 70cm band. He went into the procedures that were required as well as the additional equipment for it to function. VK7EV brought along a pocket-sized SI4732.5MHz to 108MHz miniature radio receiver. It operates on FM, SSB and AM and has a built-in speaker and an SMA connector for antenna as well as a built-in 800-meter AH rechargeable battery. At the time of purchase, they were $35 delivered. Members enjoyed afternoon tea after the meeting. Eric, VK7EV, News Office for NWTARC. News from the North. SOTA WWFF Parks Group. The Summits on the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. till 12, at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. 73 from Al, VK7AN. Northern Tasmania Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. Last Wednesday's technical night saw Idris, VK7ZIR, bring in a pair of old plug-in modules. Not just any old modules, these were audio program line amplifiers made by Trimax Australia circa 1969. In fact, they were program line amplifiers that were located at the St John Telephone Exchange, Launceston, dedicated to the carriage of audio from ABC Studios in Launceston to the ABC's 7NT transmitters located at Kelso in Tasmania. These units provided isolation, matching, conditioning and amplification as well as a main and standby or backup path for the audio signal as it continued its long journey to the AM transmitters located at Kelso. Idris brought in this memorabilia to help celebrate 90 years of 7NT broadcasting in northern Tasmania. These are not the original valve ones that were installed for the transmitter opening on the 3rd of August 1935, but the next generation plug-in transistorised modules inevitably came along. These were probably in service from the late 60s through to the transfer of 7NT from AM broadcasting at Kelso to FM broadcasting on Mount Barrow in 2006. With it came the more common descriptor of ABC Northern Tasmania, and there are now about 16 relay transmitters throughout and covering Northern Tasmania. The original AM main transmitter was a 7 kilowatt with a 2 kilowatt standby. It initially broadcast on 710 kilohertz, but changed to 711 kilohertz when the 9 kilohertz channel spacing was introduced. The original tower was 500 feet, or 152 metre tall. Relatively soon after opening, a second parasitic tower was added nearby to change the radiation lobe pattern to a more of a figure of eight. This was to minimise northern radiation and interference with Queensland stations. Now, for some interesting firsts and facts from 7NT and ABC Northern Tasmania. It was opened by Tasmania's first and possibly last contribution to Prime Ministers, the Right Honourable Joseph Lyons. It was the first ABC regional station to be built and commissioned in Australia. It was a relay station to 7ZL in Hobart. It also replayed programs from Sydney and Melbourne via a shortwave receiver until the installation of an undersea cable to Tasmania in 1936. It was the first ABC regional station to broadcast local programs in Australia. A new purpose-built ABC studio complex at Ann Street, Launceston, went to air in November 1972, and it is still the biggest ABC regional studio complex in Australia. Now, for all you PMG, Telecom and Telstra and ABC technicians, the audio program line amplifiers, serial and item number is 238/30, and they still have the original post-installation Dymo labels on them. Sorry for everyone else for this in-house joke. Hi, hi. Now, for all you budding health and safety representatives, just prior to 7NT being commissioned, the word went out that any locals would be allowed to climb the 500-feet tower if they wanted to. Not sure about the safety equipment back then, but what an offer and what an experience. Thank you, Idris, for bringing such nostalgic items in. Bernie, VK7BR, also brought in a piece of history that might jog a few memories. It was a Micronta model 22211 multimeter, sold by Tandy Electronics last century and in surprisingly good condition. This is one of the few clamshell or folding multimeter styles that were made. When opened, the bottom section housed all probe connection sockets and the 25 position range selector, with the top section housing the 100mm analog meter. The amazing things are, it was actually a taut band meter movement, and the scale incorporated a mirror for higher accuracy when reading. Two quite surprising things to find on a cost-effective meter from circa 1985. The meter movement is also shunt-protected during transit. This is accomplished automatically every time the multimeter is folded shut. A bit of a cleaner polish, and it will look as good as new, Bernie. As always, pictures will be available on the NTARC website under blogs for this broadcast, NTARC Blogs. Upcoming events. On-air test and technique sessions. Every Wednesday, testnet and CW course on 3.580 MHz from 7pm, then a technical net on 3.567 MHz from 7:30pm until 8:30pm. Your host for the evening is Nick, VK7WW. A clubroom technical night session. The next session will be on Wednesday the 20th of August and will commence at the usual time of 6:30pm at the clubroom, Archer Street, Rochelle. A coffee morning is held every Friday in the NTARC clubrooms. Time is from 10am to noon. And finally, if you have any items of news, please email them to the secretary at the following address, news@ntarc.net. All items to be received no later than 5pm on the Friday prior to the broadcast. That's all, folks. 73 from Stefan, VK7ZSB, Secretary for NTARC Incorporated. News from the South. Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania. 27 MHz, 11 metre HFCB retransmission. A shout out to our new 11 metre broadcasts in rebroadcasts in Christine VK7CCE and Stephen VK7SME. Stephen has recently been ill and in and out of hospital, and Christine has been caring for him. Christine is also currently studying and has recently been fighting off her own sicknesses, so we really appreciate that Stephen and Christine are rebroadcasting on a new frequency on 11 metres. So take a listen to 27.235 MHz LSB, HF channel 24, around the Hobart area, and give them a call and let them know a signal report. 73 from Justin, VK7TW. Further changes to the August event schedule. CQ all members. Just a quick heads up, we've had to retune our Wednesday night schedule to stay in sync with the availability of our amazing contributors. Each one a volunteer, generously donating their time. This will be the last change of the month. Honest. Sometimes the real causes, the real world causes a bit of QRM, at least it's not BPL, and we need to adjust the dial, install the bandpass filter, or buy an MFJ 1026. Here's the updated events schedule for the rest of August. 13th of August is the Wednesday Experimenters Group. We have an interesting show planned focusing on all things blood. Yes, you heard that one correctly. And optical communications with Rex, VK7MO, and Andrew Klickacek. Sorry, Andrew. It doesn't get any more diverse than that subject matter. 20th of August, Wednesday Experimenters Group. Another diverse show starting with new technology in microcontroller application, then a focus on old technology with step-by-step telephone exchanges along with a tour of the new DATV studio and the technology behind the scenes. 27th of August is a presentation night, Chasing Weather Balloons. Join Steve, VK700, and supporters by Anders, VK7TCP, and Stephen, VK7SH, as they track and recover weather balloons and their payloads. We brought this presentation forward a week to be our August presentation night. Thanks to Steve, Anders, and Stephen for accommodating our request. As always, REST thrives on goodwill, flexibility, and a bit of RF magic. Thanks for your understanding as we keep the program lively, local, and on the air. 73 from the REST team. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. August Forum Night, Favourite Digital Mode. Last Wednesday night, we dived into the world of digital modes, armed with the questions of what is your favourite and at least favourite modes, and why. Suffice to say, the jury is still out, and there isn't a mushroom in sight. Hi, hi. We had 17 people make comments, and the summary, starting with the favourite modes, FT8 was most frequently cited as a favourite mode, mentioned by 6 different individuals. DMR was also popular on both sides, with mentions from 5 individuals. CW certainly got a mention as a favourite mode. Some of the more exotic modes mentioned included Hellschreiber, FST4, Q65, Packet, POCSAG, and QRA64. Oh, the least favourite modes, DMR by at least 4 individuals, CW by at least 3, and D-Star and FT8 by at least 2. We finished with some general discussion. Thanks to all who contributed. You can catch up of the recording on the REST YouTube channel. 73 from Justin, VK7TW. Wednesday Experimenters Group, WEGS. The next WEGS DATV night is this week, Wednesday the 13th of August 2025 from 7:30pm. And we have a cram-packed night starting with blood. Yes, we all need that. And finishing with optical communication with Rex, VK7MO. We stream the nights on the REST YouTube streaming channel. 73 from Justin, VK7TW. REST training and assessment update. Are you looking to join the world of amateur radio or upgrade your licence? REST has you covered with the regular training and assessment days for all licensed levels. Key dates. Foundation training and assessment days held every 2 months, with the next one on the 30th of August 2025. Standard, advanced and regulations assessments held on alternate months. The next is the 20th of September 2025. Stay updated with the full schedule on the REST events page. Do you need to secure your spot and or ask a question? Email restassessor@gmail.com and your inquiry will go directly to the learning organiser, who will be in contact. We have learning resources available, including our Foundation licence training videos that are a must-watch for beginners. Find them on the REST YouTube training assessment playlist. Practice makes perfect, so prepare with the WIA Foundation Trial Exams, and the link there can be found on the email edition of the broadcast. Whether you're starting your journey or levelling up, REST is here to guide you every step of the way. 73 from Reg, VK7KK. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Sewing Circle Net, daily on 3.640 MHz, commences at 6:30 PM AEST. Statewide SSTV Net, held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7RAF, VK7RJG from 7:30 PM. In the North and Northwest, VK7RJG on 438.55-7 MHz, and in the South, VK7RAF 146.650-600 kHz. CTC SS Tone 141.3 Hz to link RAF North and South. Plus VK7AX International SSTV Gateway connected to VK7RJG for the duration of the net. Statewide microwave QSO party following the Sunday broadcast callback on 1296.15 MHz FM. One group in the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston area. Then North-South digital contacts on 1296.2 MHz using Q6560B. Stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minute, southern stations on the even minute. REST WAGS Wednesday afternoon group from 12 noon in the REST Club Rooms, Queen's Domain. REST WEGS Wednesday Experimenters group on the 3rd, 4th and 5th Wednesday night of the month from around 6 PM in the REST Club Rooms, Queen's Domain and streamed. REST 6 metre AM net on 53.1 MHz every day from 4:30 PM. SOTA WWFF group meeting Mondays and Fridays 10:30 to 12 midday at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC Test Net and TechNet sessions every Wednesday. Test Net CW course on 3.580 MHz from 7 PM, then a TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 PM till 8:30 PM. Your host for the evening is Nick, VK7WW. NTARC Technical Night Session, Wednesday the 20th of August from 6:30 PM in the Club Room, Archer Street, Rochalie. NTARC Coffee Mornings are held every Friday in the NTARC Club Rooms. Time is from 10 AM to noon in the Rochalie Club Rooms. And NW, VK7, Wednesday from 8 PM local, Northwest Tassie Amateur Radio Repeater Group on 2 metres, VK7RMD and All-Star Node 56780. Northwest VK7, Thursday commencing at 8:30 PM local, Northwest Tassie 2 metre DX net 144.190 USB. VK7 events. REST, 27th of August, weather balloon chasing from 7:30 PM in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms and streaming. REST, 10th of September, how to get the most from your Nano VNA forum night from 7:30 PM in the QD Club Rooms and streaming. REST, 24th of September, how to use the RSGB EMR calculator with Phil, VK7ASD. Northwest TARC, 11th of October, general meeting in the Ulverston Scout Hall, Alexandra Road, Ulverston. And VK7, the 15th of November, Miena Hamfest at the Community Hall, Miena from 10 AM. Please note, next Sunday is the Remembrance Day contest. Therefore, there will only be a WIA national news broadcast from 9 AM to 9:30, and there will be no callbacks taken. This gives our VK7AR news team a break. An appreciative thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That wraps up this week's edition of the VK7 Amateur Radio News. We hope you found it informative and enjoyable. You've been listening to VK7WI, or if you've just tuned in, you've just missed our live broadcast, but don't worry. If it's not Tuesday night, then you can catch the rebroadcast on Tuesday night at 8 PM on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RHT and UHFCB Channel 24 and HFCB 24 in the South. We encourage you to share your news, your stories and updates with us. Email your contributions to vk7arnews@gmail.com. For more information about the broadcast and to join the discussion, visit our VK7 Amateur Radio News Group's IO group. Stay tuned for callbacks on the frequency you're currently listening to. Relay stations will use their own call signs during this time. On behalf of the entire VK7 amateur radio news team, this is Fran, VK7-3 mobile from Apollo Bay, with a cockatoo chorus, wishing you 73 and a good DX.